Perhaps the most controversial spying program revealed by former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden was the collection of Americans' phone records. Congress wants to curb some of the NSA's powers. The House has already passed legislation that would end the bulk collection of Americans' calling data. Last week, a Senate panel debated the bill. As NPR's David Wellner reports, that's where the proposal could run into some trouble.
The key to the reform passed by the House requires that the NSA go to the phone companies with a judge's order to consult individual calling records. That's a big change from what the agency has been doing, collecting that data on its own and holding it for 5 years. Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, has been a staunch defender of the NSA's current program.
I happen to believe it is lawful and that it has been effective. But I recognize that the situation is such that change is needed.
So late last week, Feinstein held a hearing to look at the change that's passed in the House. Seated at the witness table was the NSA's deputy director, Richard Leggett. Feinstein wanted to know if he thought existing law requiring phone companies to hold on to their billing records for a year and a half worked for the NSA.
Madam Chairman, we believe that the 18-month retention period would be sufficient. If the companies were to change their practices, we'd advise the committee.
So you're saying you're confident that the companies will retain the call records for 18 months?
We actually can't say that, ma'am.
They'll
retain the records for as long as their business requirements dictate they retain the records, and they could change their business models and change the need for that.
Maine Independent Angus King pointed out there's nothing in the House bill requiring phone companies to retain their records for any set period of time. When Verizon Communications' Michael Woods took the witness chair, King asked the phone company executive about a minimum requirement for holding on to calling records.
How would you feel about a provision that said 18 months or 2 years of retention?
We would be very much opposed to it.
Woods told King that most people now have unlimited calling plans, so Verizon no longer has much need to hang on to their calling records, nor does it want to.
We are opposed to being compelled to collect records for reasons that are completely unconnected with our business.
Nobody's asking you to collect records. It's a question of maintaining records you already have.
You know, our general principle in these records is that we do not keep them for longer than the business purpose, because we have learned that the longer we keep records beyond what we need them, the greater the risk to the privacy of our customers.
So if the phone companies don't want to keep those records, there's no way for the NSA to know if they'll be there if needed. That could cripple the agency's ability to track contacts by using phone records. Even forcing the companies to hold the records is problematic, according to another witness, Harley Geiger of the Center for Democracy and Technology.
A data retention mandate would be an enormous burden, both in terms of technological infrastructure, particularly for small companies and startups, but it would also result in loss of user trust and potential problems with privacy and data breach. So we urge you not to go down the road of a data retention mandate.
So the simple fix in the House bill of having the NSA rely on the phone companies for data may not be that simple after all. David Wellner, NPR News.